Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pennant race baseball is fun. I love it. I love this British crap, and I may move to England. Every time I say I love it, I think of Major League Baseball. I'm sorry. I just got to deal with it. It's one of my picadillos. One of those things I just do. At 4:03, we had two victories. Both by 9 runs, both rocking chair, comfortable. Yankees had a position player pitching at the end of the game. Not the Yankees, the Seattle Mariners did. A comfortable victory for both teams in pennant race baseball last night. Both teams gained on their opponent as the Atlanta Braves blew a lead late to the Cincinnati Reds and fell to them. And so the Mets now have a 2-game lead over them, securely in the third wild card, and tied with the tiebreaker over the Arizona Diamondbacks for the second wild card. And the Yankees gained a game on the atrocious Baltimore Orioles, who got pounded by the San Francisco Giants 10-0. And the Yankees now have a 4-game lead in this division with 11 games to play. Both games were easy. Both games were fun. But let's really focus on the man of the hour here at 4 o'clock, because the man of the hour is Pete Alonso. This was Pete Alonso's night. Yeah, Juan Soto hit his 40th home run. Juan Soto hit his 200th home run of his remarkable career at only 25 years old. And Juan Soto has now hit a home run in every single ballpark in Major League Baseball, and the Yankees had a resounding victory. And sure. Those are all nice, and I love talking about it, but it's not as impressive as what Pete Alonso did last night, because Pete Alonso, under much scrutiny by the media, by the fan base, who I believe is ready to move on. Like, that's the vibe I'm getting from this Met fan base. That thanks, Pete. A little bit of thanks for nothing, Pete. And it's time to move on. And we found out yesterday that there was a meeting with this team that was called by the General Manager David Stearns, or the baseball president of operations, whatever you want to call his title. He runs the show. The showrunner called the meeting, along with the manager. And apparently, Pete Alonso decided to speak. And he wanted to talk about how rare this is for the New York Mets. And unfortunately, it is. And how rare it's been for Pete in his career to be able to be in this position to chase legitimately a playoff spot. And how badly he wants to celebrate, because the last time they did this in 22, they didn't find out to the last game of the year they weren't winning a division, and it wasn't so much a celebration to be the wild card team at that point. And he wants to catch what they're chasing right now, and he wants to celebrate with the boys. He gave that speech right around the same time that I and so many of us, so many Met fans, so many of us here at the station, so many pundits and writers covering the team have been clamoring for someone to step up in the absence of Lindor. And Pete Alonso decided to speak up in that meeting, and then he let his bat do the talking last night. He comes through in what has been, without question, a disappointing season, to put it lightly, and a season where this Met team has rallied back from 11 games under 500 to be where they are. Where the offense exploded in the middle of the season, dominating starting pitching and dragging them back into the light. And I could name 6-7 guys who I could tell you and honestly believe when I tell you had a bigger impact on all of that winning and all of that offense and all of those runs scored, had more of an impact on it than Pete Alonso. He has had one of the more, and sometimes it gets overblown about home runs are meaningless and this is meaningless. We watch the games every day, and they've been doing this for 3 months. playing catch up off a miserable start. And I can honestly say that I don't know if I've ever seen a 30 home run guy, 80 RBI guy with less of an impact on actually winning than what Pete Alonso has provided all year. And yesterday in particular, I went and gave an impassioned speech, much like Pete gave an impassioned speech, about it's time for him to step up and over these last 12 games, do something that would erase the previous 150. Because nobody cares what you did in April and May. Right? No one cares. There's Mr. October. There is no Mr. May, unless you want to talk about Dave Winfield. And that's not a kind term. Nobody cares. If he, over the course of these 12 games, can carry this Met team and get them into the postseason and then beyond with their MVP and Lindor on the shelf for God knows how long. And let's be honest about that. I'm going to get into this in a second. The meeting on itself scares me. And I know it happened before the MRI, but just the idea of the meeting on itself scares me about where we are with this Lindor injury. But if he can do it and carry this team, no one will care about the 150 before it. Now, I don't know what it would mean for his contract or whether or not the Met fan would want him or not, but here's the thing. He can change the narrative of what this season has been in an instant. He had 12 games to do it, and last night, he came through with a bases loaded, yes, blue pit. I don't care how, we don't care about exit velocity, right? He came through with a blue pit that scored two runs that took a tie game and made it a 3-1 game. And then later in the game, blew open the game and put the final death knell into the Washington Nationals with a 3-run bomb that turned a 6-run lead into a 9-run lead, or a 6-run score into a 9-run score, and put that baby to bed. He had 5 RBIs, 3 hits, and answered the bell last night when everybody is looking for him to do so. In a season where his contract's gotten in the way and everything else has gotten in the way and been unable for him to perform at the level he's been expecting himself and we have been expecting him to perform. And yet last night, with everyone watching, waiting for someone to step up, because even though they won the night before, the offense has been stagnant. And even though they came from behind and won a miraculous game as they were being no-hit in the ninth and scored 6 runs, that's on the back of Lindor. And with Lindor gone and Viento slumping and, you know, living off of your starting pitching, it was time for Pete to show up. Now, he's got to do it the rest of the way. It can't be a one night only. Opening and closing can't be just last night. He's got to continue this. But that's one hell of an impressive performance last night from Pete Alonso. He and the home runs on an 0-2 pitch. Like, he answered the bell last night. And now he gave this team an opportunity to be 2 games up over the Atlanta Braves, tied with the tiebreaker over the Arizona Diamondbacks, and in a position to celebrate with the boys. He asked for it. He's helping them get it. And it's got to continue. And it's probably going to have to, based on the idea, that meeting scares me, no? Like, I know it was I read the story, and the last line was that it happened before the MRI on Lindor, and the MRI did come back clean. But this team has been rolling. Like, I'm confused about the meeting in general. Like, this team is rolling. I know the offense has been down. They have the best record in baseball since May.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This team's been rolling. This team's been winning. This is the same group that 3 weeks ago was four games behind the Braves. And I believe when this meeting was held, they were a game up on the Braves. This is a team that made a five-game difference in the standings in the last 3 weeks. And the general manager or president of baseball operations and the manager feels a meeting is necessary. I know Lindor is the heart and soul of the team. I get it. And he's been their MVP, arguably the league's MVP. But why is a meeting necessary there? Have you got a feeling this team is ill-prepared? Have you got a feeling this team isn't playing up to its capabilities? Have you got a feeling that this team doesn't recognize the situation they're in? Because I haven't. I've seen, slumping offense, but big hits. I've seen emotion. I've seen urgency. I've seen the manager handle it that way. I've seen the players handle it that way. I've seen hustle. I haven't seen mental mistakes for the most part. Like, I've seen a group that looks relatively locked in. Why the meeting? Unless you're very concerned about Lindor's injury. Very concerned. Now, is it possible that this MRI quelled all the concerns and all the fears? I don't know. And I told you yesterday, I'm surprised. Like, this guy is an Iron Man. Every time we had the MVP discussion, we talked about it. He plays every day, plays every day, plays every day. He does. He takes it personal. And he has pride in the fact he plays every day. And he gets pulled from a game and is not playing in the middle of a pennant race. Like, he's got to be pretty banged up. And I'm wondering what the Mets actually think about this injury. And I'm wondering what Lindor actually thinks about this injury. And I'm wondering how long he might be gone that they felt it necessary to gather the troops around. Because, I've never been, nor pretend to have been, in a major league clubhouse. Not a professional athlete. I joke about my high school prowess. You know, I have no idea what goes on. But what we've learned, or what typically happens, is you don't have these type of meetings with a team that's rolling. You don't add the pressure up to a team that seems to be handling it. I think it's an odd-timed meeting. Just to make sure everybody's on the same page. You've watched this Met team. Now, I know you don't have an up-close front row seat the way the manager does or the president of baseball operations does, but have we gotten a feeling that this team isn't aware of the circumstances or isn't playing up to the level of urgency that's warranted for a playoff race? Because, I don't know, I would think making up six games in 3 weeks tells me different. I don't understand the meeting at all. Now, the reaction from it in the immediacy is they've won games. And Pete Alonso, and speaking up, maybe helped spur this game from him and what will be the next week from him, hopefully. So whether I am curious about it or not, as long as it works, who gives a damn? But I just find it puzzling, and I'm wondering why. And the only thing I can come up with, and it's part of the reason in the story from Joel Sherman why they had it, was about the injury. But if they thought it was just a couple days and we'll see you in Philadelphia, while they're playing the Nationals, while they've outpitched every team in Major League Baseball for 3 months, while they've outplayed every team in Major League Baseball for 3 months as they continue to pile up the wins and move up and up and up and up the standings. Why on earth would you stop to talk about it? I'd pretend like it's not happening. I would just, let's go out there and play, boys. We get it. The meeting makes me very concerned about the Lindor injury. Very concerned. Now, I know everything came back fine in the MRI, and hopefully I'm just clutching at straws here trying to make a segment in 416. I don't know if I am, but feels weird, no? Because typically we don't point out the winning. You don't stop and say, hey, guys, we've been playing great. Let's keep it up. Like, we don't do that. You gather the troops when you need to instill a bit of confidence. And why would this group need confidence the way they're playing? Because their MVP is not going to be here for 2 weeks? Maybe. Very, very puzzled by the meeting, and I'm wondering what it means for the injury of Lindor. But it helped Pete Alonso, and they need it.